Hello, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time you hear this. It is Saturday, October the 30th, and it's 11:11 p.m. Let's make a wish. I wish for peace on earth. How about that? Hey y'all, welcome to our Saturday kickback of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. What is the tea? What is... Okay, so welcome. Hello everyone. I have been gone for a minute. The last time I was on was, oh God, I think the last time I was on was Monday, October 4th. I have to go back in my archives and I actually have to look because I think that was the last time that I was on. Yeah, that was the last time that I was on. And I had a little bit of technical difficulties, just to let you guys know that my Monday, October the 4th program that I recorded may also have story time from today on. I don't know what happened. I'm gonna have to go back and delete it because I really don't want to, but somehow I recorded this earlier today, this podcast earlier today, and somehow it ended up on the kickback from Monday, October the 4th. So if you are hearing this and you listen to Monday, October the 4th, you can't cut this one off because it's basically the same story that I just told. And I don't know how that happened. It just happened. It was just like they merged the shows together. And I'm just like, and then it was just like all wrong. It was just like, I think I'm just going to go back and delete it. I really am. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just going to go back and delete it because it's not going to make any sense to anybody. But anyway, you guys, I was gone for a minute. I was coming back home. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I was coming home from... the last time I talked to you guys, we were going on vacation that weekend. And that following week, I was in a car accident coming home with my family. And everyone's okay. My sister-in-law suffered a seizure at the wheel of the car and we crashed into a tree. And due to the legal part of it, I'm not allowed to talk about it. But once the dust clears, I mean, like, eventually I'm going to tell what happened. Because it's a bit much, but I'm not going to talk about the accident. My sister-in-law, she had to have brain surgery, so it's like the tumor off of her brain, and they did a biopsy on it. My brother was in the car, my niece was in the car. I was in the passenger side, which is a blessing because my brother is usually up the front, so I sat up front this time. Yeah, my brother, he said he wouldn't have known what to have done, and the situation happened, we probably would have all been dead or probably banged up pretty effing bad. And it was a blessing that I sat in the front seat that day. I was in the passenger side. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm in therapy again. I was in therapy. In August for my sciatic nerve. Remember I told you guys I have sciatic nerve damage and I was ready to go back to work because I've been out of work for almost 2 years. And, you know, due to circumstances beyond my control, I can't do hair like I wanted to. So I went back, I got that done, and then when I went to mess and not in, I came back home, got to another car accident. Well, not another car accident. Got into the accident. Not another car accident. It was only one. Got into the accident. And now I'm in therapy 3 days a week. This is my third week. I'm banged up pretty bad. My right side's banged up pretty bad. And You know, I'm pretty stuff pretty bad. They said it's from the seatbelt, but I'd rather have these bruises than, you know, the other thing that could have possibly happened to us. And, you know, sitting here thinking about it, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even really want to talk about it. But just know that me, we're fine. Is somebody screaming? I hate when people scream because I'm panicked. Like, is everybody okay? You know what I mean? I hate when people scream. But hopefully everybody's okay. But anyway, I wanted to come on because I wanted to feel a little bit of normalcy. I wanted a little bit of getting back to my normal routine of things. Like, I'm not working still. I am writing. I am in school. And I think I did mention that I was going to school to be a CNA. I think I mentioned that to you guys. I don't remember. I don't know if I mentioned it. But I did say I had some really big news that I wanted to share. And that's the news that I wanted to share. I wanted to wait until everything actually happened. So what happened was when I was in the hospital in West Virginia, my school actually called me for an interview. Because see, what happens is they interview you first. And then the facility that you're going to work at, they pay for you to go to school. Which is awesome. So you already have a job. So it's just like, you know, I wanted to work for a facility that's right up the street from my house. And I haven't even told my mother, but they are hiring. So I have to wait till I'm finished with therapy, you know, before I even, I just want to see what happens with therapy first. But I did get into the CNA classes. And I'm going to go through with it. I'm also thinking about doing the RN thing. I think I told you guys about that before. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the CNA thing for a year. If I don't like it, I don't like it. You know, but I'm going to do it for a year. And then they say once you do it for a year, then you can go to community college with your credits or whatever. And by you already being a CNA, you already went to school for that, you only go to nursing school for 15 months. So sad. You know what? I'm going to do that. So we're going to see what happens in January of 2023. Which I think is going to be a very awesome deal. But like I said, I'm sitting here telling you guys my plans. But who knows what God has in store for me. You know, like, and it's funny because the people at the school asked me this question. They asked, are you planning on getting pregnant? And I'm like, no. Are you pregnant? No. And I'm like, watch that shit happen. I said, watch that shit happen. As soon as somebody says something like that to somebody, a miracle happens. Can hear my neighbors. That's why I paused. But anyway, but yeah, everybody's fine. I came on today to wish our family here up early and you all a happy 1 year anniversary. 1 year ago, October 29th, 2020, I started my podcast and I am going on outside. Is there a game going on or something? I don't know. It's I don't know what's going on. They're making a lot of noise outside. I don't know if it's because they have it because it's Halloween time or I don't know what's going on. I know it's not no game on. The game comes on tomorrow, right? The game comes on tomorrow. And I'm not watching the game tomorrow because I watched the game last week and we lost. I'm not going to say I'm a jinx, but come on now. I mean, I'm like, this game is ass. But anyway, Happy anniversary, up early for everyone else. Turned one on October the 29th, which was Friday, which was yesterday. I'm very proud of myself. I looked at my analytics today, and I'm just like, I am just so proud of myself, you know, because I didn't stop. It got kind of hard, because you guys know that I had my ups and my downs, my highs and my lows. You know, I didn't have COVID when I started the podcast. I had just got over COVID. So I had published Love's Holiday, and then I had the cancer scare. Remember, I had the cancer scare. It was a lot going on this year. It was a lot going on, and I stayed in there, hung in there. And I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm grateful, thankful. I'm very humbled. Then I'm here today to speak to you guys. But I have a story time for that ass. As you guys know, I used to do the Love Experience every Friday when I first started. So every Friday in November and December, I did the Love Experience, and I did like my horror stories or whatever. And you know, it was something that I said that I wasn't going to talk about anymore. But you know what? I was like, you know, I wasn't going to talk about it, but you know, it's a part of me, so I have to talk about it. And I'm a very transparent person, so you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about what happened again. And you know, it's okay. So let's just start this story time. Kick back for my 1 year anniversary of Up Early before everyone else, Monica Lynn. Let's start here. Single means you're dating. Okay. And until you put that ring on your finger and you walk down that aisle, you're single. But some people don't think that way. So, like I said, I was in an accident about 3 weeks ago. And I reached out to a friend of mine. Because when you're faced with your own mortality, it kind of changes you. So you want to make your wrongs right. And I wanted two men relationships. But there's only like one relationship that I wanted to mend. A couple relationships that I want. Well, maybe one. Because the other people can just go to hell. I'm sorry. God forgive me. But it comes a time in your life when you just want to just like ignore the bullshit and ignore the games. And you want to be able to like live your life. You want to live your life. And everybody's not supposed to go where you're going. Everybody, you know, is here for a reason, a season, a lifetime, you know, and I wholeheartedly believe in that. I also believe in karma too. So I got in contact with a friend of mine, and we were talking back and forth all last week, and he said, we're cool. You know, I told him about the accident and everything. He said, we're cool. We're still friends, you know. You know, we were talking about anxiety and post-traumatic stress syndrome because he has anxiety. After the accident, I suffered 3 panic attacks. Like, one was on the Wednesday. Okay, we got into the accident on Monday. I came home that same day. Tuesday, I did not take a shower because they told me not to take a shower because if I take a hot shower, it was going to inflame my injury, and it was going to make it worse. So, excuse me. So I didn't take a shower on Tuesday, and I really wasn't up for taking a shower on Tuesday anyway. But my primary care doctor wanted to see me on Wednesday, so they wanted to see me ASAP. So I went to see my primary care doctor. And I had a panic attack. And, you know, my mother, she calmed me down, whatever, helped me out. Then I had one last week, and the week before last, I had one too. And I felt one coming on last Sunday. And me and him, we talked, and he coached me through it or whatever. And he was nice, you know, because he suffers from the same thing. And so me and him, we have a lot in common when it comes to that, because he has post-traumatic stress syndrome as well. And he was telling me, you know, it's all in your head, you know, and it's refreshing to have someone, sharing those experiences with you. And I never really talked to anybody about having anxiety. I mean, I talked to like a couple of my friends, former coworkers, you know, they have anxiety, they have panic attacks as well. And I'm like, well, I remember having a really, really bad one a while ago. I mean, they don't happen as often. I probably have one like once or twice a year, if that. And but this time, this year, with the accident, like, they was like every week. And I felt it at the top of my head. My brother even had one. You know, it's trauma. We suffered trauma. Like, we ran into a fucking tree. You know, we could have died. We could have fucking died. And, like, my mother and we were all talking, like, once everything's settled, once everything is said and done, and you sit and you realize, like, yo, that could have fucking happened. And you start to, you know. So I remember I had one at the top of my head. And I remember the first time I had a panic attack, it was back, like, about 10, 12 years ago. And I remember I worked from 10 in the morning to 10 at night. And we went to Fridays. And I just blacked out. And then I woke up from being blacked out. And I blacked out. Didn't remember nothing. And I remember coming to, my cousin was checking my pulse. And they called the ambulance. And they took me outside and on the stretcher. I don't even remember, like, how I got the hell on the stretcher. I don't remember anything. But I just remember waking up. I was in the back of the ambulance. Or... And I was telling my cousin that I couldn't breathe, and I suffered a panic attack. That was my very first panic attack. And then I was so nauseous, you know. And then that was the one I had when my grandmother passed away. And yeah, I don't have them often. And my mother, she, you know, breathed. And being 43 and being able to, like, finally talk about this, because that was the very first one I had, and that was, like, I was in my early 30s, you know, and it's scary to have them, you know, like, it's really scary when you're alone and trying to have one. So, and I'm like, okay, we're doing this. But, like I said, me and her, we talked about it. And so, you know, he invited me over to the house, and, you know, he cooked for me, you know, we watched the game or whatever, you know, we had a really good time, and, you know, we had dinner, then I went home, because I had therapy in the morning. So we talked about, you know, seeing one another again, and he told me it was nice that I came over, and, you know, we enjoy ourselves, like, we really enjoy ourselves, like, every time we get together, like, it's a celebration every time we link up. And a lot of people don't understand that. Like, and it's not for people to understand. Like, my mom doesn't like them. My mom doesn't understand. But my mother, she doesn't have to. You know, as long as I'm not hurt, you know, everything is fine. You know, nobody don't put no hands on nobody. Nobody don't touch nobody. You know, everybody's fine. So the next day, he called me. He sent me a text. Of course, he sent me a meme off of Facebook. I mean, not Facebook, Instagram. And I couldn't get into it. And I was like, what is it? He was like, well, he called me. He said, did you get it? And I'm like, well, what is it? He was like, well, I want you to see it. And now I'm like, well, this person's account is private. And I don't want to go in and request nobody, you know, request nothing. And I told him, I said, well, give me a screenshot, screen record it, because you can screenshot. But I have an iPhone, so we can screen record and all that good stuff. But I don't know about Androids or whatever. But I told him, like, screen record or whatever. And, you know, like, I was kind of curious to, like, what it was. And, you know, like, we had a really good time. I had a really good time with him on Sunday, last Sunday. I really did. I really had a really good time. And like I always said, like, it's always a celebration when we link up. And we started seeing one another. And we were talking about this too. We started seeing one another 4 years ago. And he was the topic of some of my love experiences on Friday mornings when I used to do the love segment. And like I said, I wasn't going to talk about him anymore, you know. But I'm going to give you a little backstory real quick for those of you who don't know, who haven't heard. Because I have so many shows, I really can't go back because it's just me. And actually, I can't go back. Well, I can go back. I can't go back, but it's so many. It's a year's worth of shows. And that's when I was doing shows 5 days a week. So pick your poison. But anyway, I mean, I can actually go through that. I'm not going to go through that. I'm just going to give you a little bit of backstory for those who don't know. We met in, he said September of 2017, and we did not meet. We met November in 2017. It was Thanksgiving weekend. And what had happened was he was harassing my assistant manager at the salon I used to work at. And he was asking about me. But he was asking about somebody at first. And then my assistant manager was like, well, she got to be on stage, blah, blah, blah. He was like, what about the other one that was outside? I was outside with Sophia at the time. You know, Sophia does my nails and, well, used to do my nails and my toes. Shout out to Sophia. I love you, Sophia. Me and Sophia was outside and we was standing outside and Sophia was like, girl, look at him. She was like, because he used to work down the street from me or whatever. And so he came up the street and he was at the Chinese food place, getting Chinese food, whatever. So we went back inside. So that's when he was harassing my assistant manager because he used to work down to the 7-Eleven down the street from me and from my salon. And my assistant manager, she lived across the street. So he was harassing her, asking for my phone number. And she was like, I'm not giving her your phone number, da 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 da. Give me your phone number and I'll give it to her. So I said, well, you know what? He keep bothering you. All right, let me talk to the man. Let me talk to him. So I went down to Giant to talk to him or whatever, but he wasn't there. And it was another guy that resembled him that worked there. And I said, well, such and such. I went down there to talk to him. He didn't say nothing to me. She was like, oh, it's not that guy. He's the guy with the narrow face. So I was like, narrow face? I was like, oh, yeah, right. But they look alike. Him and the other guy look alike. They look alike. They do. That is his double ganger. I hope I said it right. Double ganger. Whatever. Anyway. So, long story short, it was Thanksgiving weekend. And it was bomb because I was off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that does not usually happen, right? Because me and my manager switched. And I forgot why we switched, but I was off the whole weekend. And I think it was, no, I wasn't off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was off Saturday and Sunday because that was rare because I was never off on the weekend or during the holiday. That's a no-no. And I got his number and I called him. And we talked on the phone. Oh my God, his whole shift. Like, he worked 11 to 7, and I was on the phone with him from 11 to 7. 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. And we talked all weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then his ass ended up at my house on Tuesday. I don't have to tell you what happened then. But anyway, fast forward to like December of that same year, New Year's Eve. We spent New Year's Eve together. And, you know, he gave me this long ass speech, which was pretty awesome. And he asked me to be his girlfriend. He wanted to, you know, do the damn thing. And I was like, of course, of course. And we had a good time. Like I said, mainly he and I were friends first. Because he is somebody that I can talk to. Like, I can talk to him about anything. And I've never been so raw and open and honest with somebody before in my life. And that's why a lot of people don't understand. You know, like, he may look like you know, stereotypical black guy, thug, or whatever, you know, hoodlum, heathen, you know how it is. But he's not, you know, you get to know him, he's like really deep, you know what I mean? Like, he's really, you know, he writes, which I think is awesome. I think it's fucking awesome. You know, he got a lot going on. So we got together. We spent a lot of time together. And then, like, he wanted to move in together. And I thought, like, wait a minute, we're moving kind of fast. But, you know, eventually we broke up. But we were still seeing one another. And fast forward to, he got his kids. He got custody of his kids. You know, I helped him out with the girls. You know, he moved into his own place. So it was like everything was on a, everything was on a cusp. And, well, like I said, we spent a lot of time together. We had a really good time together. And I will always love him. So, here we go. I know, right? Here come a butt. Here come a butt. So, he has been with this chick for, I don't know how long. I think he said that they've been together for like, I don't know, like 12, 13, 14 years or something like that, on and off or whatever. And they broke up. And that's when me and him got together. So, and the funny part about it is, and you guys know, I'm very transparent. I'm very open. But it's like, okay, this is my podcast. Anyway, fuck it. And I'm very open and I'm very honest. But do I have the authority to spill somebody else's tea? You know what I mean? But, you know, well, that's what you give a fuck about me. Anyway. So, he met her when he was with his children's mom. And they all hooked up. And I guess that was supposed to happen with me. But baby, I don't even like sharing my damn candy bars. I don't like sharing cake. I don't like sharing my chips. What the fuck I look like sharing my man? You must be out your motherfucking mind. And he told me what they were into. I'm not into that. I'm not into threesomes, foursomes, orgies. I'm not into that. You know, I'm not into that. You know, I mean, it's like, if it's me and you, we're fine. I mean, I'm not interested in the opposite sex. Kudos to those who do, and I'm not knocking you, but that's not something that I want to do. So they were together for a long time. So they broke up. But they always say back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, which I think is toxic as fuck, but that's none of my business. So anyway, she started coming around again. Like, me and him, we got together on New Year's Eve of 2017, 2018, going into 2018. And when I don't remember, I came downstairs to do something and his phone was ringing and I was like, well, why is she calling you? He was like, oh, she wanted to spend New Year's with me. I'm just like, well, you're with me. So why does she want to spend New Year's Eve with you? He was like, oh, just in case, you know, something, you know, wouldn't go through or whatever. But I find it ironically that she's calling you and she wants to spend New Year's Eve with you. I don't like that. And he was like, okay, well, fine. So he gets this little place and I'm starting to notice shit. But I'm not paying any attention, but I start noticing shit. And so she's in his life again. Bitch ends up pregnant. And I use the term bitch as a term of endearment. I'm not being nasty. Bitch ends up pregnant. And I always ask someone, like, why is she around? Like, why is she around you? Oh, she's watching my children. And I'm like, okay. So one day he was over her house, and he's like frustrated with me, fussing at me, and I'm just like, well, why are you there? What's going on? And he blurts out that she's pregnant, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Y'all, when I tell y'all, my little heart broke in half, because I'm like, for real? But, there's a but. He's not the only baby daddy, potential baby daddy. It's two other guys, and neither one of them are claiming. So how about I claim it? So, how about you claim it, right? And I don't mean to tell this man's tea, but let me tell you something. This is my motherfucking podcast, okay? This is my shit. You want to talk about shit about me, you go get your own podcast and you talk a shit about me, okay? But anyway. But anyway. You know, we still see one another. Me and him, we see one another. We hook up or whatever, and he's telling me, you know, I gotta get a DNA test. And I was telling him, like, when you get a DNA test, right, you know, you can find out if the baby's yours or not. But he never got a DNA test. And I think the reason why he didn't get a DNA test, he's gonna say, oh, I can't afford it. Nigga, they give away free DNA tests in hospitals. And if not, your social services, bitch. What the fuck? I mean, I don't know anything about DNA tests. I don't know anything about DNA. So, why not get it done? That way you'll know. But I think that he did not want to know if that was his child or not. You can clearly look at this child and see that this child is not this man's child. Like, because he sent me pictures of the guy, the potential baby daddy, and like the little boy looks like that guy. Like, yo, these are real life people. This is like real life. This is like people's real life that I'm like, yo, this is real life. This is life. This is somebody's life. So, you know, we go our separate ways. You know, I moved back home, you know, and I started my 40 days of happiness until I turned 41 or whatever. Till I turned 40. Anyway, so I left my clothes down his house and I went to go get some and I brought them home. But I started noticing things when I got home. I started noticing I had holes in my clothes. Holes in my clothes. And I'm looking at my clothes like, somebody cut my clothes up. The bitch cut holes in my clothes. So I confront him and I tell him, like, yo, my clothes have holes in them. And he's blaming it on one of the kids. I'm like, are you serious? You're so serious that you're blaming your children for cutting holes in my clothes. Your children love me so much that I do not think that them children will get scissors and cut holes in random parts of my clothes. My pajamas, my little tank tops, you name it. It had holes in them. My pants. Yo, my shit got holes in them. So, you know, I have a whole new wardrobe now. I have clothes with the tags still on them. I have clothes I haven't even worn yet. I still have clothes in the package. I got it going on now, girlfriend. You ain't cutting up shit over here, bitch. So that was number one. So fast forward to, you know, she has the baby. He sent me pictures of the baby. And, you know, we still talking. Me and him still talking. Because like I said, this man is single. Okay, and he's telling me he's single. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember right after we broke up and right before she had the baby, he was talking to somebody else. And because I got back with my friend and I was with before me and him broke up. I got back with my other friend. So I remember he was talking to somebody else, telling him what was going on, what's the tea with him and her. You know, he's a handsome young man. You know what I'm saying? He just can't keep his dick in his pants. You know? But it's like, it's too many men out here for women to do this. But like I said, when you're single, you can do what you want to do. You can see whomever you want to do. It's up to you to decide if you want to do this or not. And that's why I always say that people need to be open and honest, because if this is what's going on, you give somebody the chance to decide if they want to do this or not. Bam. So he comes to me and we go out, we go to the mall, we take the kids out to eat or whatever. We have a really good time. You know, we end up back at my mother's house. He cooks, and he can cook really good or whatever. He's not a chef or anything, but he can cook really good or whatever. So he cooks, and we eat. The kids watching TV. So we go upstairs, we have adult time, and then after adult time, we start talking. He was telling me that he was sorry for what happened. And he asked me to forgive him, and I forgave him. Water under the bridge. Water under the bridge. You know, so he was telling me, you know, basically, and this is what I always wanted to tell my mother. But I don't think my mother wanted to listen. I think my mother already made up her mind about what she thinks about him or whatever. But the thing about it is that, like, my mother did say, if he did not tell this woman about me, she should know nothing about me, you know. And on the lines of him forgiving, we're forgiving each other because you got to forgive. Don't forget, but you can forgive. And it was just a big debacle. It was a big scandal. It was just unnecessary that all of that went on, you know. And I remember he was telling me that her friend was telling him a baby can't keep no man, and it can't. It can't. And I'm not knocking her, y'all. I'm just giving y'all a little backstory. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm just giving y'all a backstory. But the thing about it is, I think that, you know, her having this baby is going to make, you know, think that, you know, I'm getting rid of, you know, I'm always going to be here. So I'm really always going to be here, you know, just somebody to hold on to. And that's what I got from everything. And I actually feel bad for her. I really do. I really do. So my name always came up in their conversations because he told me. But when me and him talked, we never talked about her because we always had other stuff to talk about. But me and him, he always said stuff like, well, she always asking about you. I'm like, why does she know anything about me? Like, I know absolutely nothing about this chick, okay? And I bet you this chick know everything about me, you know? So I only know the drama side, you know, and like I said, I feel bad for her, but, I just feel like it was, everything was unnecessary and uncalled for, you know, because if everybody would have just been honest with everybody up front, none of this would be going on. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Loud, rude ass computer. So I really didn't want to drag this out this long. Let me see where we are. We might gotta take a quick pause for the calls. No, I think I could fit this in. It's 22 minutes before they start bothering me about you only get an hour. So anyway. Where did I leave off at? But me and him, we talked. We had adult time. He talked. And he was saying that, you know, if I was the one that ended up pregnant, it would have been a different story, you know. I'm like, yeah, it would have been. Could have been. And he was basically saying, you know, that it was a mistake. Basically. And this is his words, not mine. And he was sorry. He said he was sorry. He wished he could take everything back. He was sorry. He said that he wished that I would have moved in with him. And he didn't mean anything that he said. And I meant everything I said. So I meant every damn thing I said. I ain't innocent, y'all. But I mean, like, he was like, he was sorry. And I was like, okay. I don't know when this happened. But one day we were texting one another. Actually, we were like on Instagram, in inboxing. And it wasn't him. It wasn't him. And it was something that I wrote
And that they said, well, now you know when you're with somebody and y'all give each other nicknames and y'all talk to one another. And when this bitch said, actually pretending to be him and talking to me like it's him. And as I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a minute, this not him. It's not him. It was her. Yo, this is the second time this bitch came at me, yo. The second time this bitch came at me. And Amy was like, I said something. I was your girl, I was your darling. It was like, I'm not, you're not my darling, blah, 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 blah. Hold the fuck up. See, I'm like, wait a minute. You need to get your roommate, your so-called baby mama. I never went after that woman. And let me tell you something, long story short, extremely long, boring story short, the bitch came at me again this week, y'all. The bitch came at me again. So me and him were texting each other on, let you know, after I saw him and we had adult time again. And we were talking. And it was Wednesday morning or Thursday morning. I think it was Thursday morning. And I don't know if it was like she wanted me to know it was her, but I screenshot and I send that shit back. I'm like, who the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Hold the fuck up. For the third time, this woman said, came after me. And I know what you say. Monica, leave the woman man alone. It's clearly he's not yours. You're absolutely right. Where's that cold air coming from? You're absolutely right. That's not my man. He's not mine. I would say for the streets. I would say his ass is for the streets. Absolutely. But I'm saying that to say this. Single means you're dating. And dating means you're single. If you're not married and you're not in a committed relationship, you can do whatever the hell you please. And young ladies, young gentlemen, you cannot stop somebody from being with somebody. They are going to make a way to be with this person. They are. You cannot stop somebody from loving somebody. You can't stop nobody from being with nobody. Having a baby with somebody is not going to keep a man or a woman. It's not. Unless you're married and you're in a committed relationship. But if you're just going out there spreading your legs, thinking it's going to keep him. Oh, you can keep him. You can get the baby. Like you're doing. Like this young lady is doing. I'm not saying she's not all that young either, respectively. But you cannot make somebody say what they don't want to say. Now, it's up to him to decide what he wants to do. And he's not off the hook by a long shot. Because I haven't talked to him. I haven't. Because she sent me 3 text messages. And then I sent back that screenshot. And then I told him it was over. Because I am not coming after her. Because she technically has not done anything to me. And my mother told me today that you need to leave him alone. Leave the situation alone. Because people are crazy. You never know if someone could be stalking you. Following you. You never know what happened. And in today's world, in the 21st century, in the year 2021, I'm not surprised at anything anybody did. I'm not. You know, I am a very cautious person. You know, I look every way, every wisteria, you know what I'm saying? But you cannot make nobody stay where they don't want to be. Like, if he finds the right woman, you're out of there. You're out of there. My mother said the same thing. My mother does not like the situation at all. But my mother said when he finds that right woman, may God have mercy on her soul. Because my mother said she will hurt, that new woman will hurt her. Because nobody's going to deal with that. You're a bitter baby mama. And they do exist, y'all. Bitter baby mamas do exist. Now, bitter baby mamas, and you're not even, it ain't even your baby. Yo, let me tell y'all, yo. I'm too old to be going through this stuff, y'all. I'll tell y'all, I'm 43. I may not look 43. I may not sound 43. But my ass is 43 years old. I can't believe I'm an adult. And I'm going through this. This is stuff that my niece should be going through. This is something that I don't think nobody should be going through this, period. I really don't think nobody should be going through this at all. But I just want people to be careful. I just want people to be open, honest with people, you know, because I'm open and I'm honest with him. And you damn right I'm upset. I'm upset that I can't see my friend. I'm upset that I can't text my friend because I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I would text him in a heartbeat. I would text him, but I think I'm blocked because he hasn't said anything to me at all. After everything I said, he ain't even defend himself. And I think I said something like that. You ain't even defend yourself. You ain't even say nothing. But I think I'm blocked. I don't know. But you cannot, honestly, truthfully, y'all, woman to woman, man to man, we, he, we, she, us, them, they, their, y'all, I'm respecting everybody pronouns now. That is not going to happen. You have to sit down and you have to be totally, completely, utterly open and honest with people. You cannot leave people on. And like I said, you damn right I miss talking to my friend. You damn right I'm mad I can't go see my friend. You damn right. But let me tell you something. You cannot get mad at me. Because I'm only going by what this man told me. And I have to respect that. His word is his bond. This is what he's telling me. I'm over his house. He invited me over his house. It's his house. You understand what I'm saying? I went over his house. He invited me over. I went. He tells me all the time, Monty, we're cool. We're good friends. You can come over anytime you want to. Because you're my guest in my house. And nobody's going to make you feel uncomfortable in my house. Like, I'm not going to make nobody feel uncomfortable in his house. He said, you're my guest. You come to see me. That's what he tells me all the time. That's what he tells me. So you have somebody that's telling you this, but I also tell him, be honest with me. He's honest with me. So I'm just like, so what's tea? Like, what's tea? You know, like, what's the problem? What's going on? Let me know what's going on. How is your relationship with this woman? Oh, I don't fuck with her like that. Oh, we don't see each other like that. I get the baby sometimes. Oh, but where's she staying? Blah, 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 blah. Ay, 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 ay. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. Okay. All right. And that's what I got to go by. That's what I got to go by. What he tells me. You can't get mad at me. I can't get mad at you. Because I'm not mad at nobody. But I'm just saying, you cannot make nobody be where they don't want to be. You cannot make nobody stop talking to Monica. And I can't make nobody stop talking to you. You know, but it's not like I'm not dating somebody. You get mad. You trying to push me out and I ain't even trying to get in. Like, this is my friend. My friend asked me to come over. I invited me over to the house for dinner. You know what I mean? He invited me over. You know, not even knowing that I was seeing somebody. I got my eye on somebody. I'm dating somebody. You know, who do you think is on the other side of them pictures on my Instagram page? Who do you think on the other side of them pictures? Who do you think paid for me to go to them places that I went to before I got into my accident? Who do you think? You're not the only one, dude. And that's my list. Like, yo, I cannot believe this happened again, but you coming after me. But I ain't no threat. None. I'm not a threat at all. At all. Mm-mm. Child, please. Child, please. Please, 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 please. I tell you what. I want to be the first to wish y'all a happy Halloween because it just struck 12 o'clock a.m. And now they're telling me to keep an eye on the clock, and I am. Because I've been on here talking to y'all for 49 minutes and 25 seconds. And I have never been more happy to be here with y'all. And I just want to tell y'all, just to be honest with each other. If you love somebody, you tell them. Because tomorrow's not promised to nobody. I want you all to be safe. If you're going out trick-or-treating, trunk-or-treating, trick-or-treat parties, Halloween party, whatever the case may be.
be very careful, y'all. Halloween is a great holiday for candy. It is an awesome holiday for candy. You know, the goblins and all that come out and whatever. And people go pagan. Oh, it's not Christian. Oh. But y'all, come on now. We're only here for a little while, so we might as well have a good time. But I will be back. What was this? Season 3, episode 9? I've got a new format. And I'm going to do What's the Tea? You know, what's the gag bitch. I'm going to do news, current events, and stuff like that. I don't know when I'll be back because, like I said, I go back to class on Tuesday because I haven't been in class for a while. CNA classes start in January. I have therapy 3 days a week. My classes are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I'll be finished in December. So, right before Christmas, I'll be finished. So, I think the only free day I'm going to have is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's class. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is. So, I'm not going to have any... If the mornings that I don't go to therapy is not a problem because school is not going to interfere in anything. Because I was still in school doing a podcast. I was doing a class. But let me get up off of here, y'all, because I'm running out of time. And I know they like, watch the clock. Yeah. But anyway, y'all, I will be back Monday next week. I'm thinking Thursday morning. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, after I do my assignments and stuff. I gotta check my syllabus because I have no idea what the hell is going on, y'all. I really don't. But y'all have been great. I love you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. One day we're gonna do big time numbers. But until then, I kind of like the way we are. All right, I'll see y'all next time. Whoops. Good Lord. Can't even clock out right.